Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty. I want to give you a key to receive more grace from God. I believe when you follow the biblical principles, you shall see the victory in your life. God gives us the Bible as a manual so that we can study, we can read, and we understand and practice. When I wanted to get the driver license, I need to read the manual of how to drive the car in the US. And then I can pass the test and can drive safely without any accident, or I will not get the ticket because I'll follow the rules, which is good for the society. In the same way, we follow the biblical principle. The Bible is the manual from God, the creator to us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can learn your word and we will be doers of the word of God. We thank you, Father, for teaching us in this lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to talk about being humble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. I believe God wants to show favor to you, give grace to you, but you need to do your part. You need to be humble. Submit yourself to other people, to one another, to your leaders, to the authorities in different institutions. In the book of Daniel, chapter 4, King Nebuchadnezzar looked out over his magnificent city and said to himself, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence? By my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty." You notice that King Nebuchadnezzar say, "My mighty power and the glory of my majesty." His attitude was, "Look at me. It is my power, my might, and my majesty." Let me read from Daniel chapter 4, 29 to 37 for you. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses." That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair has grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Verse 34, "And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lift up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I bless the Most High and praise and honor him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?' At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. When you read this story, you can see that King Nebuchadnezzar faced shame and failure because of his pride. The problem is that we need to understand we were not created to take the glory to ourselves. We were created to give God the glory and honor. He is the one who gives us success. He gives us favor and grace and open door. God will show you his favor as long as you are letting his glory flow through you up to him. But the moment you start keeping the glory for yourself, it will leave, which is exactly what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Be careful to give God the glory for your accomplishment and success. God opposes the proud. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, the word of God say, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. James chapter 4, verse 6, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God gives grace and wisdom and success to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humility will bring promotion, good things from heaven. Always be humble and say, God, it was your goodness that got me to where I am now, that delivered me from the mistakes I make, that kept the opposition from defeating me and opened the doors of opportunity. Thank you, Lord. All the glory belongs to you. I give you all the glory and honor, Lord. I will lift your name up. When you give God the credit, he will take you further than you ever dreamed. God promises us that he will exalt those who humble themselves. He will hear their prayers, forgive their sins, and heal their life and their family, their home. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Oh, I like this scripture. We should be humble. The Bible talks about humility again and again and again. And God would really bless and give favor to the humble. I would like to encourage you, be humble and give honor to the Almighty God. You realize that every good thing that comes to your life actually was provided by the Lord. He is the one who opened the right door for you. He's the one who helped you to leap over the wall, go through the troops. He is the one who destroyed the gates of bronze and the iron bars. He is the one who healed your sickness. He is a good God. Let us be humble and give God all the glory. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 to 15 say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. We should be humble. And when we are humble, God will listen to our prayer and God will answer us. We're going to see more breakthroughs and miracles, healing and victory. Let us boast only about the Lord's faithfulness, mercy, goodness, and power. We must not boast about our good things, our success. 2 Corinthians 10, 17 say, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11, 30 say, if I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. So Paul said that, I boast that God changed me. My weaknesses came with me, but God has set me free from weaknesses or my infirmity. I want to give glory to God. It's wonderful. The Bible says again and again, the more we are humble, the more he will lift us up. The Lord Jesus Christ is our best example of a humble man. He is God. He humbled himself. He came down from the throne of heaven into the form of a man. And he humbled himself to wash the feet of his disciple as the lowest kind of slave in that generation. He humbled himself to be hanged naked on the cross because he humbled himself so much. He was really exalted He was raised from the dead. He was exalted by being raised up to heaven. And now he is at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, which is the position of the greatest authority in heaven. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. In other words, be humble. Don't try to think about yourself. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Be humble, always love people, think about the benefit of other people. Don't focus on yourself. You must decrease. Jesus must increase. You should love other people as you love yourself and love God. Verse 5, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. What kind of attitude? Humble attitude. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position, you see the word humble again, of a slave and was born as a human being. He is God, but he humbled himself to be a man and washed the feet of his disciple as a slave. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself, again humble, in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated or exalted him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has been our best example of humility. He humbled himself three levels, from God to man, from man to slave, and from slave to be killed as a criminal. Very humble. To be naked on the cross was a very humble position. Everyone looked up to him on the cross and say, oh, this is a criminal. He was so humble. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, oh man, what is good. You want to know what is good? What is good for your life? What is good for other people? What is good for the community and society? And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly? To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. The good thing you should do is to live a just life, righteous life. You show mercy to people, you love people, and you walk in humility. I believe this teaching helped you to be humble toward God. Don't let pride come in and control you. Don't listen to the voice of our enemy, Satan, who is a prideful archangel. Because of his pride, he wanted to be like God. That's why he fell down from heaven, out of the third heaven. We should be humble like Jesus Christ, our best example. Always remind yourself all the days of your life, this truth in the Bible. Be humble, and the Lord will exalt you and lift you up. Always give glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are the Most High God who rules over the nations and the universe. We recognize your goodness in our life and where we are at today. You chose to bless us, to have mercy on us, and to take us where we could not go on our own. We humble ourselves, Lord, and give you all the glory. And we want to exalt your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us by your power, Lord, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we can be humble all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, wonderful to read the scripture together and to be reminded of the truth and the way of God. God bless you, and Pastor Da loved you and want to see you become successful, fruitful, blessed. You shall be the head, not the tail, and your offspring, your sons, daughters, and grandchildren will be blessed to the thousand generation. The Lord be with you, shine his face upon you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty.